And welcome to season 4, episode 1 of the Betts MLS show with Dero and Oso. Ben, we made it 4 seasons.
This is the 4th season?
Yes, we've lasted longer than the XFL.
Holy crap. I was, for some reason in my head, I thought it was 3. That's crazy. What, November 2020? Yeah, we started in 2021.
That's right. So 4 seasons. Yeah. Well, we've had some good stuff here. MLS has evolved. It's been a wild off season that, you know, we probably don't need to get into a lot of it.
Wild in the wrong ways. It could have been wild in the right ways, but they chose not to do that.
I was slightly wondering if there was a way we could exploit replacement refs from a betting standpoint, but I'll be honest, like with VAR now, the big decisions are probably going to get made correctly either way. Although my Arango best bet score last night, he was literally tackled by DeAndre Yedlin as he was making.
That was smart. That was a vet move by Yedlin.
Total vet move.
Oh no, I was just running.
Yeah, come on, man. Total vet move, but it cost me a lot of money, but whatever. Let's get into futures. Let's start this out with futures as we look into the 2024 season. You have a couple here that, frankly, I probably wouldn't touch, and I'm interested to hear about them.
Yeah, I mean, look, so we did record this Thursday morning after Miami RSL game. You know, if you go to futures right now, the Miami, anything Miami related is
it's
absolutely
ridiculous.
Nuts. I think they're plus 250 for most of the preseason. And I think they still are even after the game last night.
Yeah, come
that's
on.
Stay away territory, even though, you know, it's stay away from any regular season total bets from them. But like in the playoffs, if they make the playoffs with only one competition to worry about,
yeah,
maybe that's, you know, not the worst, but plus 250, there's no value there. Yeah. So, I mean, I was just going through the board real quick, and two ones popped out to me. Not that like I have a lot of faith that they can actually accomplish these things, but Revs 40-1 to win cup, Dallas 50-1. Look, we know the Revs were on a great pace last season until, you know, everything that happened with Bruce Arena. You bring in Caleb, you know, he's either going to win the cup or miss the playoffs.
That's
those
fair.
Are really
That's
the only
fair.
Two things that he ever does. So. So maybe it's a win the cup year. It's, you know, we know it's every other year basically with them. They still have a lot of talent. Sean Kalai looks like an absolute star in this league.
Yep.
Carlos Hill. They have a bunch of young homegrowns who are, you know, looking like they're ready to be stars. Obviously the main concern I would say is center back depth and goalkeeper. And, you know, they'll get Brandon Bae back eventually as well. I think they still have a lot of talent. They showed that they have that talent for most of last season again until, you know, all the outside influences kind of derailed their season for the
yeah,
most part.
Yeah.
So 40-1, they're like, I didn't look exactly where they were on the board, but they're like past 10, you know,
yeah,
12 to 15 range, I think, in terms of the teams. And then Dallas 50-1, you know, we know we'll get into them a little bit later in the week one matchup, but
Western Conference, man.
Western Conference is real weak. Who's the best team in the Western Conference this year?
Yeah, I mean, well, my pick is Seattle.
You're wearing the shirt. Yeah, you're wearing the shirt right now. So
yes,
Seattle.
I am wearing the shirt today. But yeah, no, I completely agree. It's like outside of Seattle, there's no one that really stands out. And if Dallas stays healthy, if Velasco comes back and Musa is a good signing, on paper, they could be top 3 in the West. I think they are absolutely like highest ceiling, lowest floor team in the Western Conference. They could be an absolute contender, or they could be completely terrible because, again, they're thin at center back as well. So
50-1, which is crazy. So they're like, you know, probably, I think they're somewhere like 17th or 18th, which is absolutely nuts because they have a lot of talent on this team. You know, they have, if Musa hits, the striker they paid $9.5 million for from Benfica. Obviously, they've had a lot of struggles at the striker position. Not Jesus Ferreira is kind of withstanding because we know he's not an out-and-out striker. Musa looks like that player. Those two can link up a little bit more. Pamukkale still there. Ira Mendy, obviously, is a strong veteran.
Yep.
They have depth in other places against center back depth, but I think center back depth is a problem for almost any team in MLS. I'm not really worried about that, but if you were to give me anything, it'd be those two. Quick goal scorer ones before you get into yours. Gigi Giakoumakis going to be fed by Almada at least half the year. he doesn't play international. He's still pretty young. He's going to play probably most MLS games. 10-1, not bad. And then Bupenza 16-1,
Yep, that's the one.
+1600. Playing on one of the, I don't think since he's going to make a run for the Shield again. I think they're going to be focused on, they have CONCACAF Champions Cup. They have they'll be well. We don't know what's going to happen with Open Cup. I guess they're probably going to play not going to play Open Cup. There's
No.
League's Cup, but
Dallas is gonna play. I bet you Dallas will play Open
Dallas is going to
Cup.
play. Yeah, because they're not in the Champions Cup, so I think any team that's not playing Champions
And the
Cup.
owner's name is on the trophy, so they kind
Yeah,
of
I'm pretty sure they're going to play in that. Anyways,
have.
Bupenza 16-1. He's an out-and-out striker for one of the top five teams in the league. I don't think he's been playing internationally anymore, so we don't have to worry about that after everything that happened the past 6 months or whatever was going on there.
Yep.
So it's another one for me.
No, I like those, especially Bupenza. I hadn't thought about that one, but you look at a guy who has no competition for his spot. If he stays healthy, he's going to play 34 or 33, 32 games. Like he has no competition. Of course, Acosta takes some goals from him, but yeah, anyways. And then my only futures pick was, I already put it out on Twitter, Seattle. This has gone from 15-1 up to 18-1. I don't understand that at all. So I can put 10 bucks on it to win almost 200. Like give me that all day because you can't bet on Columbus, Cincinnati, Miami. It's a bloodbath. So there's no value in betting those. Whereas the Western Conference, what does Seattle got to get past? LAFC, Dallas, like at 18-1. And also, you're really only hoping that they make MLS Cup. Because if I have a Seattle ticket at 18-1 and they make MLS Cup, I am hedging that all day long. So yeah, that's really what you're looking for here is a good opportunity to kind of guarantee yourself some money. So let's get in to the week one board. And Ben, we say this every year. What do we bet off of in the first 2 or 3 weeks of the season when we don't have too much data? What are we betting off of?
I forgot what I said last year,
The
but it's
vibes.
mostly vibes,
Vibes.
yes.
It's all
Vibes.
about vibes in the first couple of weeks. What are they? You're not basing it off of preseason results. There is one big thing that we'll talk about, which is CONCACAF Champions League, although it doesn't come into our play too much in these picks, a
Cup.
little bit. Oh, excuse me, CONCACAF Champions Cup. Goodness, my branding side just terrible.
See, hashtag CCL fever is dead.
Yeah, CCC fever.
Again, and also Fox. I put out the tweet the other day. If you
Give
need
him a
a
call.
guy,
Give your boy a
give
call
me a
because we
call.
got people rapping on broadcast. We got lots of
Just
stuff.
give me a call. I guarantee I could do a better job,
He's
or at least
available,
help
though.
the at least whoever the play-by-play guys. I
Yeah,
guarantee it.
hire Ben, hashtag hire Oso. But let's get into the pick. So first one here, we're going to Toyota Stadium. Of course, that's where everyone wants to start the MLS season. The marquee matchup of the weekend. What's your pick?
I'm pretty sure I bet made this bet. I don't know. I'm pretty sure if I had to go back, I made this bet every year.
I made this bet
Dallas
every
week
year.
one.
Such
Dallas week
is.
one home game. We're going Dallas, San Jose, Dallas +105 at home. I already talked about Dallas. There's nothing else to go off of because we haven't played a game yet. About what I said about the future. San Jose, I don't think they'll be very good this year. Pellegrino, not I don't he's probably not in yet, I don't
Not
think.
available yet.
Not available. Also, I've gotten some sources saying we're gonna get real injury reports this year. Well, yet to see them,
Yeah,
but
sure.
I've have some sources telling me that maybe that is the case. I don't
Okay.
know. We'll find out soon.
We'll
We'll
see.
find out tomorrow. But I did see. Well, there was one for the game last night. It was just like not with team. It was
That's the
interesting.
highest futures bet of the whole season, 100-1, that we get accurate injury reports.
Accurate injury reports, but yeah, I don't think San Jose's been that good. Sakiris is playing the number 10, I think.
And
They just don't
available.
seem to. I think Dallas is gonna want to come out flying, and I think they will. So +105.
No, I like it. And
But plus money at home. Again, we talk about this every year, but plus money at home, you can
Dallas.
that's a good bet. And it's Dallas.
Yep. And I have a play on this as well that we'll go straight into. And it doesn't really affect yours that much. What I would, and if you want to get a little bit better value on this, FC Dallas shutout win, I would imagine it's probably like +250 or something like that. That's super interesting as well, because I'm playing the under 2.5 in this matchup at -115. This is a horse I rode a lot last year. I was blind betting anything under 2.5 in FC Dallas games. You mentioned San Jose, their players. Pellegrino, he was prolific in Norway. I don't know, but Lucci said already he's not available. His visa isn't ready yet, so he's not going to be playing this weekend. That, like you mentioned, Sakiris is not available. Obviously, they sold Cade Cowell. Their goalkeeper is one of the best in the league. So I like the under on that side. In FC Dallas, They're going to be good this season, but they don't have Ferreira's not healthy yet. He's not playing on Saturday, most likely. Musa's not, his visa isn't ready yet. I don't think that means that Dallas won't win, but I do think a 1-0 or 2-0 is much more likely. They'll steal one from Camongo or Areola or something like that. They got enough to get past San Jose. But three goals, I don't see it. Under 2.5, that's my favorite total of the weekend. So let's move on to actually what might be the marquee matchup of the weekend. After 14 games on Saturday and Sunday, this is Sunday night. I think it's a 7:30 Central kickoff, and it's going to be the LA Galaxy versus Inter Miami. This is going to be a fun one. I am going with my favorite kind of money line play of the weekend, my favorite side, LA Galaxy draw no bet at home. I got it at +115. I looked today, it's already moved to -110. I don't know if my massive unit I put on it last night moved the entire line, probably. You know, shop around. You may be able to get this still at even money. I wouldn't go past like -120. I'm looking for plus money at home, but I love this spot for the Galaxy. They need results early this season. Pressure's on. They had a huge shakeup. Vanny needs results early in the year. Ben, I don't know if you watched the entire match last night. Inter Miami's legs in the last 20 minutes, they were shot. It didn't look like they had much left in the tank.
No, I mean, they looked dead. Suarez looked dead. It wasn't just Suarez, it was a lot of the team, because I think the rest of the team has to make up for the lack of running for, Suarez and Messi and Busquets.
That's a good point.
I think that's a quality bet. I'll tell you a little bit about my bet. I'm gonna go over 3.5 for this.
That was a, yeah,
The
love that.
reasoning is
Yeah, while you're pulling that, like the Galaxy, Gabriel Peck, by the way, he landed in LAX yesterday. Now, I was not assuming he would play. Pantsil, I don't think he's available. I have no idea, but I know they announced him yesterday. I would assume his visa's not ready yet. But Peck, they announced a while ago. So if he's landing now, that means his visa is probably available. He could
Yeah.
be bench against the Miami tired legs in the last 20 minutes. You bring that guy on, that's gonna be potentially a big deal in this one. So yeah, I'll let you get back into it though. And obviously the Galaxy defense, all you got to do is look at the results from last season.
No, Miami. So Miami, flying across the country after playing a game when, obviously the Galaxy did not play. Who knows what their conditioning is going to be? Who knows if they're they had Noah Allen coming at center back at the end of the game. They moved to three at the back, but he came in at center back. He's a left back.
Nearly got a red card like twice, by the way.
Yeah, Kristoff looked like he did his groin at some point. So this is just a team that is already kind of falling apart after all the preseason travel. So I think they're going to be very susceptible to scoring, to letting goals in the back of the net. And I mean, RSL, your boy Chicharango, how many chances did he have last night? Like you said, he had yelled and pulled him down, but based off of his shooting last night, he probably wouldn't have scored that anyways. And then we know the Galaxy defense over the last how many years has it been?
And they have. I like the signing they made.
We're a long way away from 20, 10 years since what I call the greatest team in MLS history, which is 2014 Galaxy team.
Yeah, and Jalen Neal not available. He's got an injury. So I mean, yeah, I like goals in this one. I like fireworks. And give me
You
the
got the Japanese right side of the back line now.
I do think the Galaxy are a dark horse in the West. If their players hit, they have on paper one of the more talented teams in the Western Conference. But for this week, give me Galaxy draw no bet, and you're taking Galaxy Miami over three and a
Yeah, I
half
mean,
+115.
also, Ricky Pucci is going to want to impress his former teammates.
Yep, another one there.
So.
So yeah, and if you notice, guys, we're giving you for the newer listeners here. If this is your first time listening, we're typically playing plus money here. We playing juice lines in MLS is absolutely not the way to win. You'll see on a weekly basis, we will be below 500 on our actual record, but our units will be winning because we're typically playing plus money odds. That's how you win in MLS. And when I'm looking at plus money, Ben, my favorite thing about this whole board, by the way, the dogs this week. When you look, there are like four teams that are anywhere between +370, +400, +420, +450. A couple of them are going to win. And the one I'm choosing is going to be Seattle. This is why I'm wearing the shirt today. I've got my Seattle polo on, my former employer, the Sounders. Seattle is +380 going to LAFC this weekend and double chance +115. I put a half unit on both of those. This is the game I'm looking forward to the most this weekend. This is a Seattle team. If you remember last year, they had the best defense in the league. I thought they were going to go all the way to MLS Cup. They lost on that smash and grab, LAFC. They dominated them the whole game. LAFC won, but everyone is back for Seattle outside of Nico Ladero. Their whole defense is back, the best defense in the league. They're going to an LAFC team. A lot of changes. I love all the young signings they've made, but this is week one. This is not, we're not looking at week 20 here. This is week one. Their players, that's not going to make a difference for them. Vela's not there yet. Will he be back? Who knows? But he's not there right now. So it's basically just Bouanga, Atuesta, you know.
Olivera's
Sure, he's been pretty good. But if you're giving me Seattle plus 380 in a revenge spot like this, Sounders unbeaten in their last 10 regular season matches last year. Yeah, I think this number should be more like plus 275. I think there's a lot of value here. So give me Miami. And we haven't talked about CCC yet. I think it's time to, because this is one of those three or four lines that I identified, your pick for your underdog of the weekend. Yeah, I really like this one as well.
Yeah, I mean, this is going to be straight based off of, again, Triple C. What are we going to call this thing?
The
CCL just rolled off the tongue.
C3? I don't know.
Triple C?
Yeah, triple C. I like that. I like that. Triple
All
C.
right, Triple C. So, yeah, Orlando went to, they played, who did they play? Calvary?
Yeah, but it was a big
Cavalry?
venue.
I was going to get to that.
My bad. My bad. I totally. I
Cavalry FC
week
was, they
one.
are
Look,
Calgary.
not quite. We're still in preseason form here.
They're a Calgary team, but because I think there was some sort of stadium issues and with like three or four different stadiums, I read something like a month ago about this. They actually held the game in near Vancouver, not exactly in Vancouver, but British Columbia. What's the farthest trip you can make in MLS?
That's it.
Orlando to Vancouver. So
Yep.
that's what Orlando did. Obviously, you know, they're flying private, I'm assuming, but still, you know, they played their entire first team. Now they have to fly back to Orlando, and they're going to face a Montreal team coming off a, you know, not so great year, but we got their Nancy coaching tree
I like
starting
it.
with my guy Laurent Courtois. Speaking of the 2014 Galaxy, I think he
Yeah,
might have
yeah.
been the next year.
He was a starting center back on that team. Absolutely.
No, he wasn't. You're thinking of, no, he wasn't. Starting, he was a midfielder.
Who am I thinking of? Who's the bald defender I'm thinking
You're
of?
thinking of Simon, who also was
Simon.
never on Galaxy.
Yeah, Simon. Hey, come on. Easy
He was
mistake.
never on the Galaxy,
10 years
but
ago,
okay.
you break.
Yeah. We're just picking this game based off of that and that alone. I think Montreal still does have a lot of talent, but it's just based off of Orlando having to fly back and forth. And they played their first team, and Montreal's plus 400, which is crazy. Almost in any game like this where you don't really know how these teams are going to come out and what the motivation is and all that kind of stuff.
Well, and Ben, who is the boogeyman for Orlando City? What
Yeah, I mean
forward?
Montreal has played really well against them the past couple of years.
But what forward is the boogeyman to Orlando City?
That they just signed?
Joseph Martinez. If
Oh yeah.
you
Yeah, but
put
he,
Joseph
I
at.
don't think he scored against them last year, if I'm trying to remember.
All right. Well, he's been very good against him in past years. I think he had like a four or five when he was on Atlanta. Like he was absolutely.
Obviously, that was years ago though. That
Come on.
was
Well,
like
hey.
5 years ago.
Old habits die hard at plus 420, or I'm seeing it plus
He's not
420.
even gonna start, but whatever.
Hey, come off the bench, give me a winner. We're happy. I'm going to tail that one with you. And I mean, yeah, looking at those other plus 400 lines, I mean, you look at like even the Rapids. Look at the signings the Rapids made. They're plus 400 going to a Portland team that typically Portland is a slow starter. The Fire plus 420 going to Philadelphia, who played in Costa Rica this weekend. You know, take a look at that one yourself. Make your own plays. Those aren't official plays from us, but we like to give you a few little tidbits here and there. You definitely want to exploit that CONCACAF, that you know, the teams, because the books don't take it into account. They
Triple
just
C.
oh, the triple C. Looking at our goal scorers for the weekend, I'll start us off here. Give me Diego Rossi. I saw him at plus 145. I locked that in. And by the way, for new listeners, we put a quarter unit on our goal scores. I don't recommend goal scoring is this is for fun. It's a very volatile thing. You know, you don't want to put a full unit on goal scores. It can be, you know, you could make 4 units in 1 week on a goal score and then not hit another one for 10 weeks. So yeah, I'm going with Diego Rossi plus 145. Took him some time to get up to speed last season. But Columbus is playing Atlanta. He was great in the playoffs versus Atlanta last year. One goal, three assists. At plus 145, I really like that one. No Miles Robinson. Their team total is juiced all the way. The over 1.5 team total is minus 200 right now. So the books are saying Columbus is probably going to score two or three goals. if they score three goals, you really like Rossi to get one of them at plus almost plus 150. So I'm going to go with that one. But I will say as well, Rui Diaz and Jordan Morris, they were both plus 330 to score against LAFC. Plus 330. Yeah, your eyebrows just went up. That's a very interesting one as well. But there's a guy. I don't know if any of you are following our new Bet MLS TikTok account that is being run expertly well. I told you not to bet on this guy on Wednesday, and he didn't score, even though he should have. Shout out Zach McMath. But this number is insane. I didn't see this on the book I typically use.
Yeah, we're going with this guy. His name is Lionel Messi. I don't know if anybody's ever heard of him. He is minus 105 right now to score.
That's incredible.
It's again in a game that I think there's going to be a lot of goals in. I mean, it's Messi one, so it doesn't really matter if we think there's gonna be a lot of goals in the game, but anytime you get Messi even money to score, you just take it the rest of the year. I would say the one guy who I was first looking for was somebody mentioned earlier is Aaron Bupenza. I didn't see a number yet out, but he's playing Toronto. Betting on people to score against Toronto is probably gonna be another good bet this year.
Well, and that's a lot of times our strategy, right? Is I'm looking at what are the books saying are the highest scoring games of the weekend, and then trying to find the players at the best numbers who maybe have the best setup. Like for instance, the Nashville Red Bulls game, the over under is set at 2. I'm not betting a goal scorer in a game that the books are saying the over under is 2 goals. Like there's just not going to be that many chances. You're not touching that game. The Galaxy Miami is the highest total of the weekend. Of course, you're going to look at that one. And I like Jovalich as well. If he starts, I need to see the number, but if he starts, we'll do that one as well. Well, that's going to wrap it up for this week, Ben. Good show. Lots of picks. We're back at it. Let's get some wins. We'll put out the recap on social before the game start on Saturday, and that'll wrap it up. Ben, any final thoughts for the weekend?
No, it should be good. I'm actually probably going to be able to watch more games than usual just because there's two early Saturday and then there's three on Sunday.
Yes. Thank you, MLS, for staggering.
I think it's only going to be like this week, though. Probably because of Triple C, probably because early in the year and, obviously East Coast, it's pretty cold here. I will actually be in Florida on Sunday, but Miami's right. Playing away, obviously. Maybe I'll set up a watch party of some kind. I don't know. We'll see. But yeah, it's pretty cold there, so I think that's why they have to put some of these games a little bit earlier than they normally would.
All right. Well, if you see a wild Oso on the streets of South Beach, give him a wave. And thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time on BetMLS.